Welcome to the Dance Moms After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. We're talking about big egos and a possible elimination. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? Hey, I'm Tamara, here with your Dance Moms Season 8 AfterBuzz TV recap. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We are going over episodes 3 and 4. Last week's episode, tonight's episode. We're going to get into all of the meat of what we just saw. There's a lot going on. There's a possible elimination. We're going to go over my favorite dance. I want to hear about yours. We're going to talk about the most inappropriate comment out of both of these episodes, and also talk about who is on the chopping block. Who do you think is going to possibly be eliminated? We'll get there. So let's start out. We've got episodes 3 and 4, Broadway Brat, and also Choose Wisely. So a lot of great dances here. We had 2 solos, 2 duets, and 2 group numbers. So going into the favorite dance of these past 2 episodes, I would say, personally, the runner-up is Presley and Brady's duet, the geek and the popular girl. I don't know about you guys. This dance, it really reminded me of Dance Moms back in the day when we saw Maddie do the tap number with the boy. I don't remember his name, but remember they had to do the kiss, and it was Maddie's first stage kiss. And this dance reminded me a lot of that one. And that one, they, of course, won with that dance. And Brady and Presley won with this dance. So this one, that reminded me a lot of back in the day, of the early days of Dance Moms. So that would be my choice of runner-up favorite dance of these past 2 episodes. And, of course, the best dance, I think, is Thoughts and Prayers. This dance was a little bit controversial, and all of the moms and Abby were a little nervous about whether this would bring up a little bit too many emotions. And the gun debate obviously is a very heavy topic that is probably a little too heavy for a reality dance competition show. But we know Abby. She always wants to do the heavy hitter that's really going to pull in the judges' votes at the end of the competition. Another dance that has sirens. That part also reminded me of The Last Text. Remember that famous dance we had long, long early days of Dance Moms? There's a lot of nostalgia for me, guys, in these episodes. So the Thoughts and Prayers dance, it was beautiful. Lily had the lead, and it really made a point, which I think even if you feel that this topic was a little too heavy, the topic of school shootings, people saying thoughts and prayers versus people who say, don't bother with the thoughts and prayers, take action, you know, work towards actual gun legislation, the different sides of the debate, this was a really important topic for Abby to focus on. And I guess my opinion is ultimately any art, acting, music, comedy, theater, and dance. The purpose of art is to make a statement. So ultimately, I guess it's really good that Abby threw in a dance that was really going to start a conversation amongst the audience. And I really enjoy this dance. It was beautiful. It was poignant. Where was Lily's pants? Did anybody else think that was weird? In rehearsal, those were really cute outfits that they had with the blue, white, and red polo shirts and the jeans. That was a fun, playful outfit for this dance representing kids in school. And then when they performed it, Lily comes out with no pants. To me, that was really jarring. That almost took me out of the dance. Just like, was there some sort of like rip backstage that they didn't focus on? Like, why did they not acknowledge the fact that, because I don't think that was a choice. I feel like that was an accident that production decided not to focus on for this number, because it didn't look like an intentional choice. Looked like Lily forgot her pants. Something was going on there. Still loved the dance. Still thought it was the best dance out of both of these 2 episodes. So I'm glad that they hit the topic. I'm glad that whether people thought it was too controversial or too inappropriate, it still took first place. So I think I'm happy to see that Abby's back and still winning and still taking the top spots, whether it's solos, duets, trios, and the group dance. I'm glad that they're back on top. So let's talk a little bit right now about the most inappropriate moments of these two episodes. Now, I would say runner-up would be Giannina's comment saying she doesn't care about what Abby's opinions and thoughts are. We saw her say that, and then after the fact, she goes back and the mothers are telling Abby that she said that. Which, first of all, this show is Dance Moms, and it is about the drama that moms create backstage. But I know we're watching this going, come on, ladies, you guys are adults. Can we grow up just a little bit? A grown woman should not call out a child for she's basically telling on Giannina, telling on this 13-year-old for something that she did. You know, the adults could act a little bit more adult. That being said, Giannina did say, we all heard her say that she doesn't care about Abby's opinion. And not only did she say that, but she said it in this way of, I just don't care about Abby's opinion. You know, I think whether you like Giannina or you don't like her, she definitely has a little bit of diva quality to her. And maybe it's justified because, like we talked about in our first after show, Giannina has a really impressive resume. She has been on Broadway. That's why the episode is called Broadway Brat. She has been on Broadway. She's also been in music videos. She has a resume that's an impressive resume for an adult dancer. And for her age, it's extremely impressive. You know, you could say, why would she even be on Dance Moms at this point, since she's making a working career out of all of her dance experience? I think that the benefit to these girls of being on Dance Moms is getting them a social media following, getting their name in the public. Now you guys know Giannina's name. I didn't know who Giannina was before the season of Dance Moms, so it really makes their profile public. You know, all of these moms want their daughters to become the new Maddie. So Giannina has the resume to be a diva, but also part of the dance world is learning how to be ethical. You know, how to be a good person, how to be humble, how to appreciate things, and how to be professional, which when you're professional, you're not saying, I don't care what this person's opinion is, who is, you know, the hand that feeds you. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, Giannina. That's all I'm saying. So that was a little bit of an inappropriate comment. I felt it was our runner-up of the most inappropriate comment of the episode. The most inappropriate comment of these two episodes, I think, is Miss Abby saying that Sarah, your kid sucks, when she told Michelle, your kid sucks, just out of nowhere. I'm sure we're going to revisit that in future episodes, but for her to storm out of the studio and tell Michelle, your kid sucks, for really unprovoked, for really no reason. At this point, I'm not the biggest fan of Michelle. She, right off the bat, she seemed to be incredibly dramatic and really inserts herself into situations that don't really have anything to do with her. So she ain't my fave. But that was a really hurtful thing for anybody to say to anybody. And that was the first time that she started crying that I feel like it was actually justified, because that was a really, really rude, really inappropriate thing for Abby to say, even for Abby. And we all know the things that Abby has said through the years. We all know how she's made kids cry. She's made moms cry. Abby serves it, tells it like it is on one hand, but also Abby is, you know what? She's immature herself. You don't say, that's not an appropriate thing to say to anybody. Your kid sucks. What adult says that who doesn't have some growing up to do themselves? So I think that is the most inappropriate comment of these past two episodes. Miss Abby, you're foreshadowing, I guess, what we're going to see in the next couple episodes. So that brings us to the third talking point of these two episodes is elimination. Who is going to go home? Now, I don't think it's going to be next episode. I think it may be the following one. So maybe episode 6, if that. I think they're going to put the eliminations off for as long as they possibly can. But I do think, if you ask me, the girls that are going to be eliminated are either Sarah or Savannah. That's my guess. And the reason I say it's one or the other is because we don't see them. We haven't seen those girls really have any kind of focus on them. We haven't really seen their testimonials. Michelle gets a lot of attention, Sarah's mom. She's loud. She's dramatic. Like I said, she inserts herself into a lot of the situations. So maybe that will give reason for Sarah to have a reason to stay on the show. Savannah, we don't really see much from her mom. We don't get much focus on her. I do think that those two girls are the reasons why, or the reason I'm saying that I think those two girls are going to be eliminated is because production's not going to take away a character that we've sort of gotten to know a little bit. You know, Hannah is quiet as a mouse. This girl, every single testimonial, I want to wring her neck because of the way that she won't say anything. She looks at the camera and then looks at her mom. And her mom needs to step back a little bit to let her daughter grow, I think, because the way that her mom talks for her all the time and answers for her and builds her up to the other moms rather than just let her do it herself, I think her mom is only hurting her. But we have seen Hannah have solo and a duet at this point. We've seen Hannah a lot. So I don't think Hannah's going to be eliminated because we've gotten to know her a little too much, and I don't think production would take her out of the picture. Definitely not going to be Lily, because as much as they say, I'm done, I'm out of here, I don't buy it. Do you buy it? I don't think that they're leaving. Stacey and Lily are staying. Brady and Trisha are staying just because obviously all we know is Abby saying over and over that Brady is the strongest dancer. They need a boy. Dance teams do better when they do have a boy in these competitions. So Trisha and Brady are pretty solid. And Giannina, if I had to take a third of possible someone to be eliminated, I would guess Giannina only because it's likely that she probably has like work coming her way, that she has to leave because she has to take a real job. That wouldn't surprise me at all. So I don't think Giannina would leave because Abby's eliminating her. Or if that's what happens in the episode, my guess would be that the real reason is that she got to go be in a Beyonce video or something like that. You know what I mean? Like she's got work to do. She's probably going to leave for the same reason that Maddie and Mackenzie left, that they just had too much work and they didn't have time to be on the dance team anymore. I could see that being the case with Giannina. So Savannah, I don't know much about you. Sarah, I don't know much about you. We don't see you. I think it would be pretty easy for them to be just, you know, lifted out of this cast, and it wouldn't change much of the drama that we've seen so far. So those would be my guesses of who's being eliminated in these next few episodes. Why don't you guys leave us a comment and let me know who you think would be eliminated in these next few episodes. And thank you for commenting, those who did on our previous after show roundup here. My predictions for the next
your after few, Buzz TV predictions.
Yeah, you know it. My predictions coming up is A, you know what? I think Abby's gonna walk. I think we're gonna see Abby get out of that chair especially because of what we saw tonight where the healer dance, Abby stood up a little bit. I think we've seen that just a little bit at the very first, like the pre episode where it was sort of a recap of everything that's been going on with Abby. I think in her rehabilitation, she is probably getting stronger. You know, when she first had this disease and this accident, she was paralyzed from the neck down. So as much as we saw her move in tonight's episode, the movement that she has above the waist, we saw a lot. And I do think that Abby's going to only continue to improve. I do have a feeling that by the end of this season, we're going to see Abby stand up. We're going to see Abby walk. I have a feeling that that's happening. We're rooting for you, Abby.
On that, Tamara, this is Brianna in the booth over here. I do have a little bit of news and gossip for us.
All right.
Just because it has to do a little bit with the Abby walking. So she recently did a photo shoot, and you can find all these photos on her Instagram. But I have a couple of them here. Sans wheelchair.
All right.
So this first one we have says, glad to be back in LA, the land of photo shoots, meetings, premieres, gifting suites, and award shows. Throwback Thursday Dance Moms, Adelaide Miller said this is, you can see she has no wheelchair in this. She's in a nice pair of heels. Looking very glam.
Of course.
And then our next photo, also very glam, is just her kind of standing by, or seemingly standing by a wall. We can't see below. But it says, I have both earrings in. The right one must be stuck in my hair wig. Darn it. So she had those two things, and it was noted that she was not seemingly in a wheelchair in either of them. So that's some potential. Maybe we're getting her out of the wheelchair, and maybe she's starting to walk a little bit here and there. So hopefully that's on the forefront for her.
All right.
She also had an interview with Extra where she talked about what is coming next surgery-wise, because she has to have another spinal surgery. But she said that there's a few more surgeries that she's going to be having first, and that is she's going to have a boob reduction. She's going to have liposuction, a knee replacement. So she seems like a lot of surgeries are up in the foregrounds for her before her next spinal surgery. So while she's out of the wheelchair, maybe for the time being, she might be back in it for a while past all these surgeries.
All right. Thank you, Brianna. And thanks for giving us those photos, too. That was super helpful. I think that probably even, these episodes that we're watching here were from last fall, like last winter. So I think at this point, they keep things where what's happening currently very, very under cover while these episodes are airing from months ago. So I have a feeling that like those photos that Abby's showing, she's teasing that we are going to see a little bit of that. And she might be mobile at this point in time, and just keeping it under wrap for the sake of the show. And I also predict that it would be a really cool idea if she has one of the former students come back to the studio to maybe do a little masterclass or do a little cameo in one of the dances, maybe Nia, maybe Kalani. I know this week on Nia and Kalani's Instagram, we saw them modeling some swimsuits. I think the girls are doing a lot of modeling and marketing work right now. They're getting a lot of, you can pretty much make a living from having a large Instagram following and getting people to, give you their products, and you show them on your Instagram feed, and that they're doing really well with that right now. Kalani's might be a little risque, if you ask me. She's I think Kalani at this point is 17. She's 16, 17. So, I still think she's got some growing up to do. Those were some skimpy bikinis she had on in those Instagram pics. But at least, she's doing her thing on Instagram. She's got her social media following. So, go Kalani. I would do it if I were you, girl. And so my guess is that maybe one of the past students might be coming in for a cameo, might be coming in for a little masterclass, something like that. That would be fun to have in the studio or in Abby's studio. Even though these girls are in LA, Abby's back in Pittsburgh. They'd have to fly across country, but you know what? For the sake of the TV exposure, I have a feeling that that's coming up too. So that's my guess. Again, let me know in the comments what you think might be coming up in these upcoming episodes. What do you think we've got on the horizon? And I'd love to hear any comments and like and share our episodes and check out our other shows on AfterBuzz TV Network. See what other after shows you might get into. So I think we will end it there. We've got favorite dance, thoughts and prayers. Most inappropriate moment that your kid sucks. I think that's alluding to the fact that we are going to see Sarah eliminated in these upcoming episodes. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Dance Moms recap of episodes 3 and 4 of season 8. We will be back right here on AfterBuzz TV with the next few episodes. So keep tuning in and we will see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, and not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.